Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Real Metaphysical Talk. My name is Joan. I am your host on this brand new episode. Today's topic, whenever you are listening to this topic, is cleaning, cleansing, and all the above. Actually, we're going to be doing some spiritual cleansing and clearing of your space and of you, talking about different rituals, discussing what you can do to help you, your space, and just to clear the air, clear your energy, and get things moving. This all started actually a couple weeks ago, two or three episodes ago, when we were discussing psychometry. And you're thinking, all right, what does that have to do with cleansing? Well, really, we need to keep things clean. The only way we can invite good in is if we are clearing out that which is no longer necessary to us. So, first I want to just remind you all that you can find me on Facebook if you're not following along. Facebook, search for Real Metaphysical Talk, or you can just go to Facebook.com at Real Metaphysical Talk. Or you can always follow me on Blog Talk Radio. Add yourself as a follower, and you can get the messages as to when the shows do post. Also, just to let you know, and I'll probably talk about it next week, next episode as well, if you are living in the Ohio, in the Akron area, I want to let you know that I will be on location at a great little free event called Odd Mall, and it is for those people that have diverse tastes in items and things and anything geeky and nerdy as it's, and just out of the ordinary. Crafts, gifts, comic books. There's going to be costumes and events, and I bring this up, why? Because I will be there in person selling some wares, but I will also have my tarot cards with me because everyone loves a good tarot reading. We all want to just come by and say hello. Please come find me. More information on that. Again, in Akron, Ohio, at the John S. Knight Center, May 2nd and 3rd. Saturday will be from 12 to 8, and Sunday, I believe, is 12 to 6. I look forward to seeing you there if you can come down to the Odd Mall. All right. So we've had some crazy energy this past week. Yes, we have. Always crazy energy, good, bad, in between. We've just came over the new moon, I believe. Yes, I wrote some notes down. So, might have been a full moon. I don't even recall. Anyhow, as I said, all the days are starting to melt together, just trying to find out where I belong. But in any case, maybe what I need to do is start cleansing my areas, cleansing my spaces, and if I start small, I can start clearing my mind. The one thing about clearing spaces, and as I said, it started with the psychometry episode, because we are all in contact with items that we have, whether it be passed around, passed down, passed from one person to the next. And energy is passed through items. We have residual goo and energy, and our thoughts are attached to certain items. You know, our keys, things that we wear normally on a daily basis, our rings, our jewelry, even our cell phone, if we set it down. Our energy can be left in areas, in a workplace, in our clothing, in things that we leave, even in our own car. If we find that we're in a spot that we're constantly fighting, or we find that this is the place where we sit always when we're talking with someone on the phone, or if this is, you know, do we have a negative connotation with the location? We have a negative connotation with something that we're holding on to. Maybe we don't realize it. Maybe we're wearing the same sweater every time a fight starts. Is there something wrong with the sweater or the clothing that we could be wearing, the item that we're using, or something that we're going to be near? Or maybe it's someone. So it's all started with psychometry and continued discussions about the things that we have around us. And how do we clear these items? How do we clear our space? Now, we just had spring. We just had the equinox. And really, we want to talk about starting new, starting fresh. New moons are the greatest time to do that. Of course, full moons, you're clearing out. So when I talk about cleansing, a lot of people go, oh, well, I use sage. Sure, we can all use sage. You can use a sage bundle. But just by saging doesn't mean your area is clear or your area is clean. There's a process to the cleansing, to your cleaning as you're going. Number one, as always, get rid of the old. You can watch Home and Garden television. You can watch all of these shows, Martha Stewart, whomever. And they'll tell you, in order to get things straight and get things organized, you must clean, you must get rid of what no longer serves you, and then, of course, make room for the new, or just reutilize your spaces that you have. But for cleansing, like I said, if you can start with that, get things in order, as you're cleaning and as you're clearing space, whether it be taking everything out of a room at once, if you're just working on one little area of maybe a corner of a room, you need to be doing it with good intention. Yes, it's good to reminisce with the items that you have, with that is around you, but you also need to make sure that you are letting go of the feelings that you have of that space. Thinking of the good intentions, thinking of how you want to utilize the space, how you want to utilize the area that you're working in. And one way when you're doing this, obviously it's all about intent, but once the area is clean, I like to do it by room, you can easily say blessings. You can bless your area with light. You can cleanse it with light. Imagine, you know, open up the window, get the air flowing, use Mother Earth and Gaia to bring in that breath of fresh air. Realize that as we are going, that we don't realize that as we are going throughout our cleansing process and our cleaning, that we're doing something good for ourselves. We may be physically cleaning, but we're also cleaning out ourselves. And there's a note in the chat room that really now is a good time to ground our energy. We can come into balance with the energy shifts that are occurring because there are great energy shifts that are happening. We're focusing on the new. And we need to make sure that we hold our balance, that we're centered in this process, especially with our cleaning and our cleansing. Because as I said, not only are we cleaning physical space, we're cleaning our mental space, we're cleaning our spiritual space as well. And once we've cleansed and we've cleaned an area, and you've gone through, you can use salt. Now, I had a listener ask, all right, I have so much iodized salt. Well, I kind of twitched when I heard it, but I listened to the full question. Can I use table salt? Some people do use table salt in a pinch. Yes, the pun was intended. Okay. But it's best to find a more natural substance, a more natural salt. Table salt does have additional properties that are added to it for anti-caking. The iodine is also added, and it's more refined. So it's best to use maybe a sea salt. You can use a kosher salt if necessary. Sea salt is better. Himalayan pink salt is even better. There is black salt. If you can find it, not necessary. But again, if you're using the right intention, you can always get the cleansing that you are looking for. Now, salt is always a common component in magic spells because they have protective and purifying qualities. It is of the earth, being an earth element, And that really is great for protection. Just like, you know, we can program clear quartz. We can also program this salt. The salt is generally great for cleaning. But, you know, like I said, in some instances, some people say table salt is no different than other salts. So you can use it in a pinch if you do not have anything on hand. But if you want the ultimate protection, use black salt, if you can find it. Again, like I said, Himalayan salt is good. Any sea salt are also just as good. You can use your salt in bath, since we're talking physical. And that will also help with your emotional life and your spiritual life. Taking a sea salt bath ritual. Sometimes I will use juice from an orange. First, and it's actually done in two steps. The first bath that you would take, and it's not a typical bath where you would shower and use soap and shampoo. It is basically a relaxing bath. You use your salt. Cleanse yourself, to clear your energy, to clear your aura, and you soak in it. And you soak with the intention of what you are trying to release. While in the tub, you want to drain the water. Yes, it's maybe a little cold. Hopefully you've got the heat on. However, you want to drain the water with the salt and all of your energy to watch it go down the drain. And in the process, you're thinking to yourself, you're using that intention that you are releasing what it is you are trying to let go. You want to make room for the new. So that when you do refill your tub, refill that bath, you can use salt again, cleanse your energy, cleanse your aura, cleanse your physical being. And I like to use a little orange, natural orange. And you can always use a little rose petal just to sweeten yourself, and a little bit of honey, actually. That actually is good for bringing in positivity, bringing in love into your life. Don't quote me on the exact ingredients, but I can get that to you. But definitely the orange and a little, just a tiny bit of honey to make things a little bit sweeter in your life. Give that a soak, and of course, then once you feel like you've set the intention, maybe a good 10 to 15 minutes, drain the water and then rinse, just obviously to get the honey off, but you're not covering or coating yourself. It's just a matter of having it in the water and making it sure that it gets absorbed into your spiritual or metaphysical, to your aura. Another way, besides salt, and salt can be used on your crystals and stones. Now, with my research that I've been doing, looking at this, I've seen many sites saying, okay, salt water, we want to use the salt water. Well, if you have a limited amount of salt, a lot of people like to cleanse their house with salt. They will put a salt ring around their entire house, the perimeter of the house, on the outside. You can do it on the inside if you want, or just sprinkle a little bit in the corners after you've done your main cleaning. But if you don't have a lot that you can use, I would like to suggest that use a spray bottle. If you can make some salt water, you can use a spray bottle to spray your doorways, to spray your windows, inside and out if you like. And that's, of course, the main doors and your windows. And you can do the doorways, obviously, from your room to room. When I do a cleansing, whether it be with sage, I also can use frankincense. I've been known to use that. Frankincense has a great quality for cleansing. And plus, it will uplift the mood of the home as well as all of its occupants. I like to start in the lowest level of the house, and I will go in a clockwise manner. Take myself up to the next level once I've done each room, going clockwise in each room, clockwise around, because to me that means I'm moving forward in each room as well as on each floor. Once I've completed the floor, I will move up a level, and then I will do the same on the next level, and then, of course, on every level beyond that. Don't forget to do, I also do circles around the windows, and, of course, around each door frame, both sides. And don't forget your closets. Get into each of the corners. You want to make sure you're clearing out all of your energies. Again, like I said, sage, be careful that you're not dropping ashes everywhere. Frankincense, if you're using a incense stick, or if you're using the actual pieces of, resin, make sure that you're using an appropriate dish so that you're not going to, so that you're spreading the smoke around. You can use a feather, something natural to share that smoke into the area. You're not going to try to smoke yourself out of your house. Please don't. I know that there are apartment buildings that frown upon incense, so at least, and I'll get back to the salt water, this will help you. At least if you're doing that type of cleansing with the smoke, you keep the windows open slightly and then move the smoke around the area, or at least halfway, for that matter, for the windows. But clockwise manner. And I go clockwise, and I go up. Why do I go up instead of starting at the top and down? Because I want to rise. I always like to move in spirals, and I like to go clockwise to move forward. We always want to step forward. We never want to go backwards. And then once I've completed the inside, I like to go outside, walk around the house in a clockwise manner. I do the doors as I step out, and then around the house at least once, sometimes maybe twice. Okay. Now I mentioned the salt water spray. Why salt water spray? Well, salt water spray, or there's rue, or Florida water, as it's called, and you can do a quick Google lookup for that. Rue is an herb that is used for cleansing. Salt water, and of course, like I said, the Florida water, that's a mixture of rue, and I can't recall what else. You can also use rose water. I like to use rose water every once in a while. Now, with the sprays, for those of you that live in an area that do not allow you to use incense, those of you that might be in a college dorm, if you're living in an apartment building, or an area that just maybe you have roommates or other house occupants that do not like smoke or do not like the smell of the sage, you can use the salt water, the rue water, the Florida water. Yes, Florida, like I said, the state, or even rose water, to spray with a spray bottle the doorways. Again, start at the bottom. Just a little spray mist here and there. We don't want to soak any of our carpets, our doorways, windows, what have you. And as you are going around your home, your office, your little desk, maybe whatever, as you're going around and you're doing your cleansing, you want to make sure that you're also thinking of the intent of, I bless this area, I'm cleansing this area with the good intent to bring in something better. I ask the universe to protect me. You can, whatever words that you feel necessary, if you want to sit down prior to your cleansing and write maybe a few lines, you can repeat that. You can go around, but as you're talking, you can even be thinking, you can sing. You can use singing bowls. I know people that use drums. You can do this in several steps. You can knock out the bad energy first, and then you can come back through and do your cleansing and do the sage and do the salt water spray. Another way is, as you are cleansing and cleaning, you can use your stones and your crystals. You can set crystals in certain areas. You want to set crystals by the door. Actually, a rosemary plant by the door will help protect your house. I actually in my house have a little gargoyle that faces my front door. And I have it with intention protecting my house so that no bad energy can enter. Now, okay, great. So we're talking about cleansing the energies. We're talking about cleansing ourselves. But don't forget about the people that enter your home. Now, energies can also come through the windows. Don't forget, if you're going to use crystals, you can use them on your windowsills, above the windows, below the window, at the windowsills, or set it at the top. You can actually wedge them in your curtains if you have any shades or curtains or things of that nature hanging, window blinds. Wedge them into what you have for your window dressing. Now, let's talk about the people entering your home. We all have control over who enters our home. Fine, we invite them in. And it's interesting that I say, now that I'm thinking about this, we invite people into our home. But in the same token, and it's going to sound weird at first, but I'll explain this. Vampires can only come into your home if invited. We don't always know whether or not someone can be a life-sucking individual, meaning they might have the best intentions. They might appear to be the best person in your life. They can help you. They can do all these things. But they could also be slowly draining you of your energy. Maybe physically draining you of your assets. I don't want people running out and pointing the finger and saying, you're not allowed in my home, you're a vampire to me. What I'm saying is be aware that when we do have friends and family over, that sometimes they bring their outside energies with them. They bring their problems. We all have issues. We all have things that we're facing and we're dealing with. Keep in mind that when they come in, they're also bringing their problems, their issues, their concerns. So, in example, if you're helping someone and they're sharing their issues, fine. You can always do a cleansing afterwards if you're doing it with intent, of course. Open hearts, open minds. We want to keep that energy, good energy flowing. But there are times that people will come over and all they do is dump. They just want to dump their energy on you, and maybe they just don't realize it. So there are times that you do have to cut your visit short. You may have to say something. Is there something else that you could do? Maybe you could meet elsewhere. You find that you're drained after they might have left. You find that you're having difficulty focusing. You're having issues with your... You're just having, like, things start to go haywire. You don't know what's happening. That's fine. You don't know why you feel a certain way. Again, step back, go back to the last 24 hours and see what has occurred. You can always re-clear your energy, re-clear your space, ground yourself, do a meditation. And, yes, meditation is a scary word. I know some people do not like that word because they seem to think that we have to dedicate half an hour to an hour's worth of time, and that's not necessary. Just take the time of imagining a white light coming through you, flowing in like a faucet, into the top of your head through your crown chakra, filling in all of the space in your body, flowing out. Once it's filled, flowing out through your fingertips, flowing out through your toes, flowing out through your feet and into the ground. And at that time, you can also flow the energy and the white light right back up. Quick and easy cleansing for yourself. This is also why I talk about going to have Reiki done. I also talk about not only having Reiki done, but tuning forks. You can have just any type of spiritual healing done to you. Now, as I said, you've got the frankincense clearing and cleansing, just burning some incense in your home. There's one other thing that I want to talk about, too, is feng shui. Feng shui, when you're setting up your home, you want to have good energy flow. You also want to have, you don't want to block your doorways. You don't want to feel bogged down. You don't want to have too much in your space. And I'm not saying you're going to live lightly. Everyone lives differently, but you need to be aware of the things that are in your surroundings. One area that usually isn't talked about, but is a place of energy leakage, is our faucets. And you're thinking, okay, faucets, drains, whatever, through our water system. Water is a cleanser, great. Water is good for us. It's of the earth. However, our drains, number one, with the toilets, we want to make sure the lids are closed. Because why? Anything good we have happening in the home can be flushed down the drain. I'm not saying cover your drains in your tubs or your sinks. But what you can do, at least for your sinks, in your bathroom and in your kitchen area, red ribbons. red string, if you have red yarn, you can tie it to the drain underneath the sink. No one needs to know that you have it there. Just tie it around the drain, and that will protect any good energy from leaving and any bad energy actually to come back up through the drain. Utilize your feng shui. Utilize your space. Make sure it's clear and clean and everything's in order. There are certain areas of each room and each part of the house that will make you lucky or give you better energy if you place items in the right place. We'll have to discuss that in a future show. Giving yourself a space that you know that you can go to relax, recline, and just be yourself. And know that you are safe. You just have to make yourself a retreat. Now, mind you, you can do the same thing with your house that you've done with your house. You can do the same thing with your office space at work. If you have a place at your work, if you have a locker at school, if you have a desk, you don't have to do the ritual all the time. You can just generally go, if you're going to college or you're going to school, you could sit at your desk. You could imagine your desk being protected in a bubble, that you're sitting in a bubble, almost like Glinda in The Wizard of Oz, the Good Witch of the North. She's in her little protected bubble. You can do the same thing in a car. You can project yourself with that bubble. We don't always have the time available to do a cleansing immediately, but we can protect ourselves in this instance. Now, cleansing and clearing our cars, we can do the car wash and take everything out, and again, do the same ritual. You know, go through with the intention of clearing out the space, clearing off the bugs, clearing off all the gunk that you've collected over the last winter or the last season, maybe even the last week. But as you are using and utilizing your space, your desk, your cubicle, your office, whatever it might be, go in with the intention, set your intention in the morning or before you begin working, that my area is clean and free of all negativity, that you're utilizing the space to produce only good. If anything happens during that time where you feel negative energy, stop and take a breath. Retreat just a little and reapproach what that moment. Because not only are you pausing to reflect on the situation at hand, but you're also naturally doing a cleansing of your area and a protection at that time. The same thing that happens when we do reading. If you're a reader, if you use tarot cards, if you use crystal stones, a pendulum, or what have you. But we're always constantly doing this. And we want to make sure that we're in our best mood, that we're at our highest levels. If we feel that we're down and out and we're tired, it is time to take that rest, go back to that place of retreat. Go back to that place where we can recharge our batteries and bring ourselves back to become one and become whole. I hope this episode's helped you at least get you started on the right path for cleansing and cleaning and getting things moving. I appreciate you joining me here on Real Metaphysical Talk. Again, my name is Joan. You can, again, follow me on Blog Talk Radio here, or you can follow me on Facebook. Thanks for joining me, and I will talk to you soon. Have a good evening.